No one knows what it's like to be a Cats fan. 27% possession. Podcast FC. And no one knows what it's like to do a podcast when no one listens. Podcast FC.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Podcaps episode. Is it 46 of it?
I have no idea. 46 seems high.
I feel like it's maybe. Hey, 30. I guess that means that and me have something in common.
Yeah.
Oh wait. Because seems like we're maybe
because you're high.
It was like, were we clipping the mic there?
I don't know. It does look like really big.
Yeah, it does seem really high. But the mic has been doing a weird thing. But it doesn't. It sounds fine, you know? It didn't really clip. We just have to not talk super loud.
All right, that's fine.
And then I'll edit all that out.
Sure.
And so it sounds like it's good. And so welcome to Podcaps. My name is Chris. I'm the host, I guess, technically the only one that's been for every episode.
Yeah.
And we don't want to talk about last... we're not going to talk about this. We're in a good mood, but... last week's episode, which was just me. Remember, you were out of town. Where were you?
I was in Medicine Hat.
Oh, really? Because it was actually reported on the podcast that the husband or the guy who owns the saloon where you work, that he had issues with his wife. That actually, to be honest, sorry, the cat. And people do like to hear that. That when the cat's around, but I hate it because it annoys me. But people like it.
But I don't actually work at a saloon.
And so the guy at the saloon, his wife and him were having marital troubles, which I was responsible for because her and I are having an affair. And so he was having problems and not able to work. And so you were forced to drain the urinal cakes, which is normally a job he does because they reuse the urinal cakes.
Right.
So that's not true?
Well, no, I don't work at a saloon.
Wow.
So none of that's true.
Okay. That's weird, because I did hear it in the news, or I heard it reported on this podcast. But anyways, so we are back, and ladies and gentlemen, we're not even going to talk about how that episode where John was not here was hands down the most listened to and best received podcast. Like, amazingly, like, it overwhelmingly so. It was remarkable how many more people listened to that and liked it than the other ones. But we're not going to cover that, because that would... make you feel bad, right?
Yeah. And I also don't know that that's true, but whatever. Yeah, no, but yes.
You clip the mic.
It would make me
feel bad. You clip the mic. I think that might have... I don't know for sure, but that might have something to do with it. People are big on, you know, their ears not getting absolutely destroyed by that kind of thing. But, so, let's do a Nux, and let's get it closer to the mic, so...
And that people that's an official pound, because we're just too happy about last night's game to even be... upset with how with each other.
Yes, exactly.
And there's nothing to be sad about when your team wins 5-0.
And we are
our first ever playoff win.
First ever playoff win and our biggest win.
Yes.
I mean, just an amazing performance. Angus Walker was the only person some people were finding faults. They said, oh, why didn't we bring Freddie Montero off? Which I understand, but just we won 5-0 and it was a wonderful match to watch. Shut up,
yeah.
Is what I say. But who knows? Maybe those people are right. Maybe Freddie. But I have to imagine.
Freddie's so consistent. He doesn't really have a bad game.
And I also have to imagine that he said, hey, I'm perfectly fine to play 90 and then 90 again on the weekend, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone was saying, hey, he took a knock and so he might not be at full fitness. But he knows. I mean, Robinson's not going to, he's not that stupid. In fact, we think he might be manager of the year.
Or should get fired.
We don't know.
We're not sure. It's one of the two. There is no third option.
There's no third option. He either is fired or manager of the year, or both. Russell Beresford.
Could be both.
And he
suggested, I guess that is the third option. But that includes both of the other options.
That's all of the above, which is technically another option.
So there's no fourth option.
But anyways, we don't even need to talk about... I mean, we didn't... Because we haven't done a show since the match at Portland that was a disappointing... I mean, but it doesn't even feel disappointing.
It doesn't matter now.
We don't care about that at all because it actually was better, to be honest.
Yeah, because now we play Seattle instead of Portland.
And probably. We also got to watch another playoff match. So we get to watch two at home now. And of course,
and it worked out for me because I get to watch all the games.
Yes. And let's be honest, and we should say, if you don't follow us on Twitter, then you aren't probably aware that I did change my flight, and it did cost me a considerable amount of money out of pocket to do that.
That is where money comes from.
Yes. Or a credit card, which is in your pocket. Or sometimes you leave a little bit of money under the old mattress, pull it straight out of the mattress, hand it over to the milkman, and grab yourself a bit of 2%. So it's not always coming out of your pocket, you know, if you want to split hairs over it. Anyways, John's drinking some kombucha.
Kombucha?
Where'd you get that kombucha from? Is that a special artisan one?
From the kombucha store. You know.
No, I mean, you're making fun of me, but I do know that it's kombucha. I was doing comedy.
Oh, yeah, that was great comedy, man.
Well, listen, buddy.
Kombucha, I got it from the train station,
That's actually great comedy. That's actually a sick... You clipped the mic by snapping afterwards. That was so unnecessary. You ruined a really great moment. But that was a great joke. Chip Chipperson would appreciate that.
Thank you.
And please do watch the Chip Chipperson podcast. It's a great show. Anyways, speaking of a great show, so the game started off, I mean, our lineup that we wanted.
Yeah, that's kind of the lineup we've said all year, or not all year, but at least the last half of the year that we felt like would be our best lineup.
Yeah, there's no question, the only question marks are in goal. I mean, I think it's clear the two center backs, I mean, in everyone's brain, and even Robinson, no matter what, it's, you know, Watson and Parker every time. And it seems like Nowitzki as a right back.
Yeah.
So there's a slight question left back, which should be no more.
Should be, I mean, Dion was so good last night.
Such a good match. I felt bad for how Harvey must have been watching, just being like,
oh, I can't do any of that stuff.
He must have been looking at he must have been checking barge schedules.
I bet he was. He was probably listening to his wife's album on his iPhone while checking barge schedules on the bench.
He was probably listening to his wife sing ballads as a single tear ran down his cheek, and he looked on the internet and got frustrated by the very poor internet connection that you do get inside.
It is a very poor connection. I wonder if they really haven't updated bcbarges.com in quite some time. And you can still tell it was an Angel Fire site at one time.
That is me, and I have slacked on it. Yes, I have stopped updating it. But I will get back on it, and thank you for reminding me. And that is bcbarges.net.
.com,
somebody had... What's it called? Were you...
Squatted?
Squatted on it, and they wanted tons of money.
Didn't know that word, squatting.
Well, I know it in certain contexts.
Right, but just not the internet context.
Yeah, well, yeah. I do know it. I'm high. But anyways, I was super, super excited to see Bolaños. Teixeira, I mean, I want to talk about this. Some absolute fucking goons.
Right. And not me.
No.
It's not me this time.
You're not. And you did clip the mic there. But that's okay. I don't even care.
Who cares?
Hey, Knox, man. No worries.
Hey.
But yeah. So these absolute fucking goons. These guys were young. And the way that I know that they were young is because when they... The white caps. For those of you who don't know, stop listening.
Yeah. For one. If you don't know.
If you don't know what the white caps, where one side says white and the other side says caps, then you're as casual as hell and you can't listen any longer, and I'll give you a second to hang up the phone now. But anyways, so basically when that happened, these absolute fucking goons started saying white pride.
Oh.
So you can imagine they're young, because they weren't actual...
Right. Or from New Westminster.
Both, probably. Right. Yeah. To be honest, by the end of it, it seemed like they were from both, but they weren't white supremacists. Was my point. You hope not. No, they weren't.
Okay.
And if you're a grown up saying that, then you have to be really, you know. Like, I mean, and when I say that, they were 19 or so. But anyways, they're absolute fucking goons. Because right before the match, he starts saying, "Why is Teixeira playing? This guy right in front of me." And
He's arguably been our most consistent player this year.
And that's what I just told this fucking goon.
You actually said it
to him. Oh, you bet. I immediately... My brother was a little bit, I think... He didn't... There was four of them. They were younger, but they were, you know, 20 years old or something. They were drinking beer. But yeah, so I said, yeah, no, Teixeira, I said... You don't know, I was like, do you watch any matches? That's what I asked him. I said, have you ever seen them play before? And he was just like, yeah, I have. I've seen every single match. Like, that's how he responded. I've seen every single match, and Teixeira sucks. Like, Teixeira shouldn't be playing. And then he said Breck should be playing, which, you know, I love Breck.
Yeah.
He's my
father. I would say Breck is our fourth midfielder.
Yeah, he's my father.
Yeah, and also our dad.
Exactly. So I didn't have a problem with that so much as I had a problem with him talking shit about Teixeira, the, as you said, the most consistent player for the team. So I told him as such, and then the game started. And hey, the Whitecaps, they didn't play great. They started just right off the bat in the first couple of minutes. They moved the ball very well, and you thought, oh, this is going to be fantastic. This is going to be a great match. And then they sort of lost control of the match, hold of it. And there was
I'd say from about the 5th to the 20th minute.
San 30th, Jose, maybe. 30, or wait, until the goal, maybe.
San Jose right had
before,
a lot of chances.
5 minutes before the goal.
Yeah. Well, because they actually had good lead-up play to win the corner that they scored off of.
Yes.
They made 19 passes.
Yeah, so that would have been when they started to get control back of the game. But before that, they were struggling to get hold of the ball, which can be a problem for the Whitecaps, obviously. 27% possession. But they also were making a lot of sloppy mistakes, and I was really worried about that, because that's the thing.
Especially out of the back. They were, Washington was doing his, like...
And Chani.
Yeah, and Chani.
Chani.
His lead feet.
Chani, in the beginning, made a couple. That one where he played it back, just, I mean, he was handing them chances. And you know, and yeah, Washington and I mean, Teixeira, this is my point that I was getting, was this kid, this absolute fucking goon, was saying, you know, oh, this guy, every time Teixeira would, you know, he was making some loose touches, he lost the ball cheaply, and he would say, oh, this guy fucking sucks. And I was, I'll be honest, I was sitting back there thinking, oh, god damn it. You know, like, I was
I'm an idiot.
I was like, no, not I'm an idiot.
Right, but just that you, or you looked like an idiot.
No, I would never think I'm an idiot. I'm very high on myself. And I'm also...
And also...
Very high.
High in yourself.
Yeah, yeah. But, no, I thought to myself, like, please do something, Teixeira. You know what I mean?
Right.
I thought, like, get involved in this match and start making this ginger hair. He was ginger hair.
Oh, so that's...
Now, that's rude. I just don't need to bring that into it. But it did make me not like him more. And I'll...
That's
mind.
Fair.
I don't... Is that fair? Because isn't that the same?
No, it's not. It's like not, racist, right?
Yeah,
basically.
It's racist, basically, isn't it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not... Well...
It's like hair cyst? I don't know what...
Well, like... Because it's more the complexion.
Follicist?
That bothers me is
like
the lack
of pigment.
You're
upset with his hair follicles?
Pigment
cyst?
I'm a pig cyst.
Pig cyst, yeah. Yeah, that's probably the way you would...
Yeah, I'm a pig cyst. So that's...
Frexist? Like you hate freckles?
It's not the freckles. It's
no,
the complexion,
it's
the
complexion and the hair.
Nah, to be honest, it's the goddamn whole demeanor. No, I'm just kidding.
It's I'm everything about
I'm sure we have people who... I mean, we have 6 or 7 listeners. I'm sure one of them is ginger-haired.
Is that the percentage? It's got to be lower than that. I think if we have 6 or 7 listeners, we could have no ginger listeners.
Well, on our last episode, we had considerably more, but we are not talking about that because that will make you feel bad.
Yeah.
And you don't believe it? Like, you know, you can go to it's a public SoundCloud. You can see the things on it. It shows you how many.
All right. I'll just go check right now.
It's 4. Well, don't check now. We're doing the podcast.
I mean, just to see.
Don't do it now. And my Wi-Fi is not... I'm just going to disable my Wi-Fi.
Sorry, I'm just checking. Like, just real... It's weird that you don't want me to look at this.
What do you,
one,
I don't
just because you
I
think
want
I'm
going to
get really upset.
No, I know. Yes, exactly. That's right. It's because I think you're going to get upset. And I don't want you to get upset because it's awkward. People don't like when you get upset. You're not able to keep it funny. You just get mean, and that's what people...
I'm not able to keep it funny?
Well, that's... Yeah, you just get mean and angry, whereas I can, like, be mean but also funny, and, like, yours, people say, like, wow, it just actually gets very scary.
Just actually mean.
Yeah, and now he's not even listening. He's on his phone, so you could tell that, by the way. Isn't that the voice of a person not really having a conversation with you?
Yeah, no, because I'm trying to face... So the episode last week had 91 listens. So that's no more. That's actually less than we normally get.
Oh, okay. Wow. Anyways, so...
But don't worry, I won't bring that up. I don't want you to feel sad.
Well, I don't feel sad. Because it should be less. If you're not there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, you think it should be half if I'm not there?
Yeah, exactly. So the fact that it's not, it's 91, and we don't get that many more than that.
No, that's true.
So my point is that everything's fine, and that I did a great job.
I think you did a great job. I appreciate that you filled in. And
did you listen to it? I don't think you did.
No, I definitely didn't.
No, I know you didn't, because I had to bring up the thing about the slop, about the urinal cakes.
Yeah.
Which is something that was reported.
But no, I didn't listen to it. I never listened to this.
I do.
I don't know why anyone would, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's actually true. Very few people do, as we just discussed. Very few people
But we have said, as we said before, I know people... Josh Custodio, for example, has said he's a longtime fan of Real Good Show. He's a big podcast listener in general.
Yeah.
And he says Podcaps FC is his favorite podcast.
Yeah, but he's lying to you.
No, he's not lying.
No, he's doing it as a joke because it's so funny to say. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, you know those people who are like, oh, you think that Forrest Gump was Tom Hanks' best movie? It's actually Splash. You know what I mean? Those people who are just fucking weird like that.
Right.
They want to be contrarians.
Or he wasn't being cool. Contrarian, though. I guarantee you, he will tweet us after this episode, yeah. And he'll be like, no, it was true. It is my favorite podcast.
Okay, Josh, send me, please, an email. And God damn it. Send me a...
Sounds like they're having dinner up there.
They can hear you.
No, they can't. They've been over this. They cannot make out what I'm saying.
Okay, listen.
Also, I just said it sounds like they're having dinner. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, you're disrespectful sometimes. But let's talk about the match. Let's talk about when it changed. And it really changed, I guess,
with
like
the goal,
you said.
Pretty much,
you
know, that possession.
And the corner did come in from Kristen Teixeira as well, by the way. The corner came in. Waston flicked it on to Montero, who's always in the right spot.
Always.
And he scored. No credit from the ginger-haired kid for the Teixeira delivery. You know, he's excited about the goal, as we all are, but
sure.
He's giving no credit.
Was he only cheering for Tim Parker?
Well, that's a good question, and he did like him a lot.
So, that's what I'm saying.
But that makes sense, because when you have people like me who are always trying to hold you down in the world because of your red hair, you want to stick together.
Absolutely.
And that does make sense.
For sure. He's a ginger icon.
So, that was the only goal of the first half, right?
That's right, yeah.
It was really the second half.
We went into half.
It.
I remember, you know, because... I had this discussion with Dan Riccio when I was on a show on Sportsnet 650. And,
excuse me?
Twice, anyway.
Wait a second. See, I have actually asked to be on the show, and I have not been on yet.
I've been on twice.
But I've not been on any of these radio things. How come you always get the invites?
I don't know, man. What can I say?
Do these guys come by the saloon where you work and you clean up the things and...
No, they usually just like text me.
Cause you know you're not supposed to talk to the people while you're cleaning that stuff up, and also you're not supposed to. While the people are peeing is not the time to be draining and changing the urinal cakes. Cause I did hear that while you were doing that, because as we know, what was his name? Fuck! I wish I could remember the name that I said.
That you made up on last week's podcast.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I wish I could remember it. It was a funny fucking name. But anyways, do email me and tweet at us with the name of the guy who runs the saloon, because his wife and her and I have an affair.
What's her name?
I don't fucking know.
But you're having an affair.
But
with
I did.
Her.
But I did. It was funny, and I said it last week. And yeah. So, anyways, apparently though, while you're draining these urinal cakes, and thank you. This is the fifth best Whitecaps podcast on the internet.
As long as the for now.
Well, like I said, Angus Walker said there's more. So yeah, as I said last week, I said once I listen to those, I'm sure we'll be down below.
Right.
Like we'll be.
I'm just saying, like someone could start one like tomorrow,
yeah.
And then it would be. Then we'd be
six. Exactly. And I think there already are ones started that we just haven't heard yet. And as soon as we hear them, we will. Reevaluate and yeah. We'll obviously be at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
There's no way what they'll do is going to be worse than what we're doing.
Yeah, no, there's no way.
My point is, well, the people are peeing is not when you want to drain the urinal cakes, is what the message that I wanted to pass along to you.
Right.
Because apparently he can't talk to you, the boss. And I wish I remembered his fucking name. It's like Bob Brad. It's like, it's something that sounds made up, but it's not.
Okay.
But so
you know that you can't drain urinal cakes, right?
No, this is what I tried to tell him. This is what I said. I said, get new ones. It's key. The freshness is key in that. And he said, listen, you don't tell me how to run a business. So no, I know. We've had the discussion. Hey, trust me. You're preaching to the choir here.
Okay.
But
so,
my point is, though, if you're going to do it, which is worst case scenario, you don't want to do it while people are peeing. because that's frustrating to them. Some of them would feel it to be an invasion of their personal space for you to be there while they're peeing on the urinal cakes.
Right. So anyway, while Dan Riccio was peeing on the urinal cakes, and then I asked him to be on his show, and then he agreed. Yeah. And
he feels like at that point, though, he just wants you to leave him alone.
Yeah, because he's a non-Vancouver not fan. I mean, he's a radio guy, so I don't think he's allowed to have like allegiances or whatever. But he's from Toronto, and he would always say, you know, oh, the Whitecaps are going to win. The Whitecaps are going to win. And I would always be like, oh, I don't know. Like, he said that before we played Minnesota, that midweek match where we got kicked out of our seats.
Wait, he's telling you that we're going to win, and you're doubting him?
Yeah.
You didn't think we're going to win this match?
No, I knew we were going to win this match, but I'm just saying that, like, I think that, like...
Is there ammonia fumes getting into your...
No, I thought we were going to win. You agree. We even talked about that Minnesota game being a trap game. Midweek game against a bad team. That's typically when the Whitecaps play bad.
Yeah, but I still thought they would win. But maybe a draw.
Possibly. And San Jose, I knew we were going to win. But there's still that, like, in the back of your mind, because the Whitecaps play down to their opponents, and they've had, like... It was exactly the same situation. We had the game in hand against San Jose, this same team, 2.5 weeks ago.
But what did I say was going to happen?
And they gave up the tying goal.
What did I say was going to happen? In the group chat, what did I say was going to happen in the match, this first playoff match? I said, we're going to run them up. I said, we're going to run them up. I actually said 4-1 or 5-1.
You did say that.
So I said, we're going to absolutely destroy them. And I said it at the beginning of the game,
That's
too.
That's true.
So I had full faith in this.
I knew they were going to win, like, but it's just that it was just not a great half, and they were up 1-0, the type of game. That's all I'm saying.
You're right.
I was, like, nervous. I definitely felt that way
because, and it's, before we scored, I definitely felt that way where I was like, these mistakes, we're going to give up some, like, we give up a free kick where they had a really good opportunity.
Yes.
Where Marinovic made the great save.
Really good save.
If it was a bit more to the corner, it was a goal.
Yeah.
And it was thankfully not straight to the corner, and he made a really good save to tip it over. But at that point, I thought, is this going to be one of those games where we just, even at the half, because we missed a couple of chances, and you thought, is this going to be one of those games where we give one up late, like last game, and then it goes into extra time, and then who knows what happens in extra time?
That's all I'm saying. I always felt like they were going to win, but at halftime, it's just that little bit of nervousness of like, oh boy. So I was really happy that we were able to obviously get the Teixeira free kick goal, and then I feel like that really...
Well, hang on a second, though.
You want to back up?
Well, no, not even back up. I just want to talk about that sweet feeling that I had when this goddamn guy still talking shit as the second half rolls around, and then I get to watch Christian Teixeira step up and score. I mean, one of the best goals of the season for us,
definitely.
I mean, Nico scored that crazy bicycle kick. But this, as far as meaningfulness as he's really
Jordy's strike is probably in the conversation.
Against
Houston.
But this is really from a long way out. My brother commented.
Oh yeah, it was far.
It's amazing because he scored one from a similar distance, he takes free kicks from that distance. My brother was saying it's amazing that a guy that small, I mean, he's remarkably small.
Yeah, he's definitely sub 5 feet, no question.
He's definitely 4'9", 4'10".
Yeah.
And he, for him to be able to even hit it with enough power to get it to the net, like in the air, it's pretty remarkable, let alone to be able to hit it with that much pace, curling into the top corner. Yeah. He generates an amazing amount of pace on the ball for somebody so small. But, I mean, you see that. I mean, people can do that. I mean, some of the best.
Oh, for
Giovinco
sure.
is tiny as well, and he scores goals like that. But
even Messi. Messi's not a big guy.
But we were saying if this goal is scored by Messi or Ronaldo or anybody, it's a world-class goal.
Oh, it's a world-class goal. If Messi scores it, it's going deep on Twitter. Thousands and thousands of retweets and, like, that's going in their highlight reel of, like, best Messi free kicks, best Ronaldo free kicks. Like, the placement, if you watch the replay, the Whitecaps actually posted on Twitter today a replay from, like, three different angles.
Yeah, I saw it.
And they show the angle where it, like, it gets so close to the bar. Like, it's just perfectly dipped.
You're talking about the full attention angle.
Yeah.
Well, that's the angle that made my, you know what, stand in full attention. If you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I got horny over
your
that
penis.
Part. And, whoa. And John's a school teacher, so that's, well, he cleans the urinal cakes at the school. But, wait, that's not right, is it? That's a different job, right? I'm getting them mixed up? Yeah. You do slop buckets at the school?
Yes, and supposedly.
He did nod his head.
That is my pretend
he job, rolled his eyes.
The slop buckets at the school.
He rolled his eyes, but he did nod his head yes as he rolled his eyes.
Yes, in this podcast construct that we've created.
Well, don't do that. That's no fun. People don't want to literally be taken right out of it. Now I'm going to have to edit that out.
I don't think you're going to have to edit it out. I'm pretty sure no one's listening to this thinking, oh, you know what? I bet John's job is.
No, but for this moment they are. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, I don't think they are.
Like, they don't literally think
that. At least I would hope they're not.
It is his job. Okay, so let's talk
about... Yeah, world-class free kick. We were also saying, good point that you made, no keeper in the world is
going
to say.
Oh, David De Gea, Manuel Neuer. Oh, by the way, let's not forget about going through a little bit of an EPL minute.
I'm surprised you even want to do it.
What do you mean? They did win since then, by the way. No, but I know it's only the Carrico Cup, but still, you know, it was a good performance. Beautiful goals. Two goals from Jesse Lingard. But anyways, that's not part of the minute.
No, well, it is. I'm taking 5 seconds off.
Oh, God, it was so fucking great last. You know how long I did last week? Like 2.5, 3 minutes.
I bet.
I called it the EPL minutes, and it was beautiful. I loved it. I brought stuff up. I actually discussed Romelu Lukaku.
No, you see, you can't.
I made a good joke.
It's not inside the minute right now.
But this is just me referring to the last podcast. But I guess I shouldn't say a joke I did on the last podcast because they've already heard it, the people listening.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
you
not
can tell me after.
Not 10 people, because 10 people decided to skip it because John wasn't here. And I call those people the biggest fucking absolute goons, the biggest absolute fucking goon squad in the world. So
it's fine if you call me an absolute fucking goon, but I don't think you should call our listeners that.
Oh, fuck them. I called them ninjas last week.
Ninjas?
I said, what's up, my ninjas? Yeah, because they're...
Oh, I see.
Like Vanilla Ice.
It's like the N-word.
No. See, John, this is what we did not miss, was your need for controversy.
Well, why else would you say, what's up, my ninjas?
Because it's actually how Vanilla Ice greets his fans. He calls his fans ninjas. And so that's the reason why. And John's back on his phone. And you know how difficult it is to do a show with someone where you're trying to bounce stuff off of them. And then they're literally, you go over and they're texting on their phone.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. Well, don't do it then.
I'm listening. Don't worry.
But anyway, so this kid actually turned around. To his credit, this ginger-haired kid, when Teixeira scored the goal, he turned around and everyone was going crazy. We're in the South Side, folks. We're standing. We're singing. Whitecaps FC, run for me, and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, but in the whole, you know, fracas, I suppose, is that a word that would be appropriate, John?
Yeah.
Thank you. And he does pick up some stuff because he is oftentimes cleaning slop buckets up in the teacher's lounge. That's why I ask him. But so he turned around and he said, I was wrong.
Wow.
A bunch of times over and over again, like as he was jumping.
I was wrong.
Yeah, he was like, wrong. I was wrong. I was wrong. I was wrong. I'm sorry. I was wrong. Like, but then this, I think he lost something though, like something that he couldn't find, you know, he had two tall boys and he was a little drunk. This is the type of guy we're dealing with. Well, John would have one sip of beer and die. So
I wonder if Teixeira has ever had a tall boy.
That's funny, but he guaranteed has. He gets fucked up, guaranteed. Like, he can drink and shit, you know. But yeah, if you drank one beer, you would die. That's a fact.
I would, yeah, probably.
You would get alcohol poisoning and die.
Yeah, and die.
If you drank one Coors Light. That is a new thing that I'm going to put forward as a fact. Is that if John,
that's a new thing I'm putting forward.
Yeah, I'm gonna
tweet
it. I like
you're announcing your facts.
Well, I'm gonna tweet it out as well that we've discussed it and we decided that if John drinks one Coors Light, he'll die. So, don't do it. You know, I used to sort of push for you to drink and stuff, but now knowing that if you
don't want it,
well, because the equivalent of one Coors Light, that's like dangerous, and you think like, oh, I'll have wine, but no, it's the alcohol content, John. So even if you had a glass of wine, that's the equivalent. You'll die from that as well.
I see. Even, so any, like, or a shot.
Yeah.
If I had one shot.
A shot, you would die instantaneously.
Just like I was getting shot from a gun.
Yes.
It's like the same.
Yes. The shot. It would be, what's something that would just kill you instantly?
A gun.
Well, No, I mean by drinking.
Oh, like tequila? Like a shot of tequila?
No, I just mean like in reality. Not
cyanide.
Exactly. It would be, for you, it would be cyanide.
Right, yeah.
It would be the equivalent of cyanide if you drank one shot. And if you had one beer, it would be like, you would be able to say goodbye to your family.
I don't know. They live in White Rock. Do you think I'd make it home?
Well, no, over Skype.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, you're in bed. You're in bed. Yeah, yeah.
I'm in bed.
You're bedridden.
So I have one beer, yeah. And I go home and lay down in bed and wait for the slow embrace of death.
I guarantee you're not making it home yourself. Someone's helping you to a bed, a hospital bed. I was like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, because they recognize the
severity.
They're like, this man has drank one beer.
Someone called 911.
Yes, that's a tweet. That's like funny tweet. Is it drill?
Drill, yeah.
It's a drill tweet.
Yeah, it's Friday night, time to drink precisely one beer and call 911.
Exactly, and that does apply to you now.
It does.
Because you would die from the drink.
So I'd have just enough time to FaceTime my family from my hospital bed.
That's only if you drink a beer. If you drink a shot... Yeah.
Gone.
Sorry.
Sorry, family.
Mrs. and Mr. Mr. and Mrs. Colin, but he couldn't FaceTime you because the guy could not even have just a beer. He needed to do his shot, and that's what the doctors would tell them at the funeral.
We regret to at the funeral. That's where the doctors give the news.
These doctors.
I die, my parents set up the funeral, and then the doctor shows up at the funeral
and says,
"Sorry, your son died because
I'd like to speak."
Yeah. He could have had a beer and died slowly and had time to FaceTime you before he died.
Yes.
But regrettably, he had one shot and died immediately.
And they say, you know how these kids are.
Yeah.
They say he was actually 38 years old. Is that how old you are?
No, I'm 31.
Okay.
I'll be 32 in a couple
days. Are you younger
than
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's
amazing. Established this.
Anyways, that does make sense. I do have some wisdom.
Oh, bless you, cat.
That's a cat's name. And you can probably hear there's a shower going on somewhere. And I guarantee that's not here because I do not take showers. I take baths. That's right. True. I don't take showers. And I didn't mean it as a joke, but then I realized it seemed
like... Why do
you
not take showers?
Because I take baths.
Yeah, but what's why?
Because I prefer to take a bath. It's relaxing as hell, and you just chill. I have Epsom salts, and I put some, like, shit in there. It's like, not shit.
You just put some shit in the bath? That's how Chris knows that I do the slop buckets. He asks me for some fresh some fresh shit to bring over for his baths.
It would be mine if... Hey, in a hypothetical, it would be mine.
If I was going to put shit in my bathtub with me, it would be my own.
Of course. Anything else is disgusting. Okay. So he said, he apologized, this kid. He said, I'm really sorry that we're going to have to do a lot of, I'm going to have to do a lot of editing to that because we really clipped it a lot. But it was because we were laughing.
We were laughing. People like that.
Well, some hate it.
I don't think anyone hates it. I think you're the only one who hates it.
Somebody actually told me that they don't like podcasts because it's like they hate when people are laughing.
Well, then, it sounds like they don't really have a very fun life.
Whoa, that's my mom. No, it was not my mom. She does not listen to podcasts. I tried to get her into podcasts. I said, you should listen to Cumtown. Anyways, who scored the third goal? Is that when, did the subs happen before?
Third goal was Waston.
Oh, yes.
Parker flicked it back across the net.
And that...
It was off a corner.
And what an amazing save before that.
Yeah,
who had the initial chance?
Gazelle.
Was that Gazelle?
No, well, that was when he tried to bicycle
was
it.
Was that the bicycle? Oh, that was the one that was cleared off the line.
No. So Gazelle bicycled it into a defender.
Yeah, that's
what
I mean.
And then it came back to, I want to say Bolaños, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
And then Tarbell made a really good save.
Yeah.
And then it went, and then the rebound came over to Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tim played it back across the net, and then Kendall poked it in.
Yeah, and Kendall scored, and Kendall ended up with a goal and an assist.
Yeah.
Because obviously he flicked on that header that Freddie scored. So kind of garbage goal and assist, but... Great game.
Yeah, he had a good game. Yeah.
So we're up 3-0 at that point, and then the subs come on, and that's a really, I mean, my brother, again, he was commenting that Nico Mesquita, that's kind of when he can thrive, is when the game's wide open
and the
like
other
that.
Teams haven't, they're kind of given up a little bit.
And they're just, you know, they're certainly not trying to defend too much anymore, you know, in an open game like that. But he played well, and so did Breck, our father
two assists.
Breck. Yeah. What's that guy's name? Pull up the Twitter.
Yeah.
Well,
Eddie Robinson is
the Eddie guy. Robinson. Who's and what's his handle at @Eddie_Robinson?
Eddie_Robinson2.
Okay, Eddie.
And he is apparently an MLS TV analyst.
He used to be a player.
He did play for the Houston Dynamo and North Carolina, but he only has 2,000 Twitter followers, so it makes me feel like he is like a TV analyst.
Probably locally.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's locally.
Exactly. I have more followers than he does.
Well, that sounds braggadocious.
I'm trying to put him down because I'm not.
You are verified as well. So you're saying you could go head to head with this guy.
Well, I have 1,000 more followers.
So you should go head to head with this guy, John, and really let's try to take him down. Let's really tweet aggressively at him. And I already did. He did not respond at all, but I did tell him that he will rue the day that he has crossed our best friend and father, Breck.
True.
And we should say what he did if you don't.
It was great. Yeah. So he Breck wore a very nice outfit to the game last night. And are you filming me right now?
Yeah, just for like the podcast.
Okay. So Breck, Breck wore a really nice hat to the game.
Often dresses
very well. He's very well dressed. And so Eddie Robinson said, let me pull up the exact tweet here. He said.
And this is good when nothing's happening, it's totally.
I didn't know.
Well, in all fairness, and we are not fighting now, but did I not say the one thing that I not say in the beginning was to pull the Twitter up?
Yeah, but you didn't say...
Was to have the Twitter up.
You didn't say to have that tweet up.
Wow, but if you had the Twitter up.
He tweets a lot, holy frig. Okay, yes.
He's a loser.
MLS's official account tweeted, "Hat game strong, @BreckShea." And then Eddie Robinson quoted that tweet and said, "Wasted talent. Wish he cared as much about his soccer game as he did his hat game. Could have been an amazing player."
And wait a second, BreckShea is tagged in the tweet?
You're saying he's added? Not. He's not. He was added in the MLS tweet.
But so when he quoted, he would get that in a notification. Yeah, of course.
No, not if someone else tags you in a tweet and then it's quote tweeted. No.
I would imagine you do, yeah.
No, it's only if you tweet it and then it's quote tweeted.
So you don't say, so how did Breck see it?
Well, people were probably talking about it.
I don't know, man.
Anyways, 46 retweets.
And so Breck then, what did Breck say, though?
Breck just wrote, @EddieRobinson2, it's just a hat, ...
Yeah.
Which is a great response.
Yeah, that's a great response. And I went with a little more aggressively, like, you'll never, you know, we'll never forgive you for this, and we're going to come after you online.
Yeah, you know, your exact words were...
Okay, yeah, you can actually read the tweet that I had.
Yeah, I will. You said, "Eddie, we will never forget this attack on our father, Breck. We will fuck with your shit online for the rest of time, bitch."
And that is how I behave online. And I am, I guess, a troll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose is the name for it.
But yeah, it gave us another opportunity to show off our Breakfast Club shirts, which people really enjoyed. Yeah. We should have made one for Breck. We should have made one for him and gave it to him when we met him.
No, I don't think that's true, because I don't think he'd wear it, and I think
But
he wouldn't have it either. If you were Breck and you get a shirt like that, you've got a million fucking things from Adidas and shit that they give you, and as many t-shirts as you want, and you're filling up your things, and it would just be, you would throw it out. I think that it would be, you would see it as a, it would be an inconvenience. I really believe that.
Okay.
You know, I don't think a hat or something smaller, maybe, like, I don't know.
But see, to me, that's more annoying. A t-shirt you just put in a drawer.
Yeah, but why?
Well, he just...
Why are we trying to fill...
I mean, it's kind of cool.
Why are we trying to fill this guy's fucking drawers up? Do you know what I mean? He's got tons of shit in his drawers, you know? Like, we give him something of worth, maybe, you know? Like a kiss on the cheek. You take that to the bank, though.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the kiss bank.
I can't believe I'm gonna have to do editing on this. I was hoping we weren't gonna clip the mic at all.
It's fine.
No, you just listen to the ones after they're edited. Well, you don't listen.
I know, it will be fine.
But you don't listen. So you don't.
I do listen to some of the episodes.
But then
back.
My point
I
is,
I listen to the one that was only you, because that's obvious.
Oh, so you're just listening for your own part?
Well, yeah. Why would I listen? Hate you.
Whoa.
So why would I listen to this episode that...
I understand that, but my point is, so it is kind of bizarre. So you're listening for your own... Like, don't you know the things you said?
Yeah, no, I'm not listening for my own. I'm listening just because I'm a part of it.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't just, like, when you're on, I don't just hit the 15-second skip button and wait until I start
talking.
You did
have more favorites on Twitter than any other episode. That's true.
That is true.
So I don't know what that speaks to, but some sort of a statement towards my popularity. But anyways, so let's, should we talk a little bit about what we got coming up? I mean,
so we play Seattle.
Breck Shea, by the way, set up a couple. I mean, Nico.
He played really well off the bench. Great. I thought last night he looked speedy. He looked good. He was picking again, out though, balls. I mean, but yes, the game's open. That favors him.
But and Nico Mascuda scored two. You know, I mean, the keeper should have. Maybe it was all his fault on one, and we did chant that to him
a afterwards. Lot. I really chanted a lot of things at him last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, but so Nico scored two goals. Impressive. But yeah, let's look forward to Seattle. Seattle. 5:30 on Sunday.
Yeah. When do you fly out?
I fly out on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I'm good. I'm all good. Although, no, I was sure of it. Although, because I knew it said that the West ones were the 29th or the 30th. Like, it said that on the schedule came out a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so I knew, and that's why I booked the flight on the 31st. But then, because someone was just looking at the MLS website behind me when we were discussing it at the game, they were saying, oh, it could be Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. Don't tell me that
game
match is going to be on Tuesday. I'm going to have to change my flight again.
No, that's yeah, it was never going to be on Tuesday.
But yeah, I knew. It, when I got outside, I realized, I said, no, I know. It's 29th or 30th, and it's the 29th.
Yeah. Right?
So, yeah, so we have Seattle and Clint Dempsey. As I discussed last time, I'm happy he's not suspended.
He is suspended for the first game.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Yeah,
you have
he gets the automatic suspension. I'm happy just that he didn't get any more.
Yeah, I'm happy that he's not suspended for both. But, yeah, that is big for us that he's obviously missing the first leg.
Yeah, that helps.
It would be nice if we could
get a couple goals.
Stake a nice, and, you know, I mean, we...
We could.
Of course. How about Gazal? Should we talk a little bit about
Gazal? What a player. He looks so good. Like, he just... He is, he's better than Laba, for sure.
He's definitely better than Laba, and he's definitely better than Chani at that position.
He's strong, and he's long. Like,
His tackling is fantastic.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. With Laba, you always felt like, number one, there was a bit of a recklessness to his game. Number two, it seemed like he was not necessarily out of position a lot, but it seemed like he was always running really hard to get... Like, to get into position, you know, like, Ali seems to just be in the right position.
And he also moves the ball a lot
than
Lava as well. Yeah. He has that side of his game that Lava just does not have.
I think he's going to end up being a huge pickup for us. And Nosa, too.
Nosa looks great as well. Although I don't know how much he'll feature in the
playoffs. He wasn't even on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want to upset the, you know, I mean, I guess it's tough to say it, but...
I mean, they've already upset Ousted for sure.
Ousted, yeah. Ousted,
he's gone.
Joash took a photo with him.
Yeah, Joash went to the casino
after
the game.
One of our friends from the Breakfast Club was at the casino after the game, and he sent us a photo of him and Ousted, and Ousted's look was pretty priceless.
Ousted was looking like, I've had 4 scotches, and I'm prepared to lose a significant amount of my salary at this casino.
Yes, most definitely, yeah. There were...
And I mean... Ousted has 3 kids. Yes. So, like, Joash sends us this photo at, like, midnight.
Sorry, who are you referring to? Ousted.
David Ousted, the goalie.
Ousted has 3 kids?
Yeah, he's got twins and then an older one.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. And so he just, instead of going home to his family, he's like, I gotta hit up the Nino.
Well, of course he's, you know, he's in a real tough place.
Yeah.
He feels bummed out, obviously. It's a real difficult position to be in, all jokes aside.
Oh, for sure.
Imagine being the number one keeper and now, you know, your team's winning and you're excited about that, but how excited are you really? You
want to be knows he's gone.
But it's not like a player who's, you know, just kind of understands their role as a backup and you get used to that.
He got dethroned.
Was the starter and he's not anymore.
He looked pretty sad in warm-ups too. I don't know if you were there for warm-ups, but he looked just kind of moping around.
Well, of course I was there for warm-ups, John. We all fucking were because the goddamn game didn't start at 7:55 at night.
That's true.
That is true. Those scumbags. And I did aggressively tweet at the White Caps.
Yes,
I think that probably really officially wraps up any chances of us having any sort of official
press pass or something.
Anything like that.
I'm surprised they haven't blocked us, to be honest.
It's true. I'm surprised. I think they need the followers, the real followers for
that. That's true.
Percentage.
We are a real follower.
So, and John is getting a bit tired. And we're
we're getting pretty
up.
Close to 45. That's when I start to hit my limit.
It's 7:40 at night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but no, I agree. It's tough for him, but at the same time, Marinovic looked really good last night.
Yeah, he made
a couple
did.
Huge saves.
Big save at the beginning of the second half.
That's a huge save.
Where the guy got positioned and backed down the defender, I'm not sure who it was, but turned and got a good shot on net, and Marinovic got down low and made a beautiful save.
Yeah, really good save, and that free kick save as well.
Of course, a free kick, but those are two key moments, kind of, you know, that.
Yeah.
The game goes 1-1 and it's a whole different story.
Or 1-0 down.
For sure.
You know, because definitely. Then you start to feel, you get tight then.
When Teixeira scored, the game was over, though.
Yeah. Oh,
when Teixeira scored, it was too demoralizing for them.
Because it's such a beautiful free kick.
Exactly.
And they...
The fans are going so crazy. Yeah. It's so rowdy in there and loud, and they're feeling so confident. And it's you can't really recover from that. If it's a 1-0 goal, maybe, but a 2-0 goal in the second half... That's way too demoralizing. We got Seattle.
And we saw that because they basically gave up.
Most definitely.
After that.
I think we're going to beat Seattle, and I am the predictor.
I think we're going to beat Seattle, too.
I am the Nostradamus. I did predict that we would romp them, so now I will make a prediction. My prediction is that we win 2-0 at home in the opening leg, and we end up, we win the second leg 2-1 for a total score over 4-1. Aggregate of 4-1 over aggregate.
Okay.
I think it'll be a fairly easy and a fairly comfortable victory by a better team.
Ooh, okay. Yes. I will...
John's like, I will say Seattle.
I think we're going to beat Seattle as well.
Mm-hmm.
I said earlier in the show 2-0 on the weekend. I think that's true as well. And I think that they will draw 1-1 in Seattle.
So 3-1 you're calling.
So 3-1, Michael.
And I'm calling 4-1.
Yeah.
And I'm also calling,
I think they're going to go 2-0. And then I think they're going to get the first goal in Seattle, away goal. That's going to be the backbreaker.
And then they'll get a late Dempsey will score one at the end and nobody will care.
Yeah, exactly.
And he won't even celebrate because it won't be worth it. All right, well, that's the episode and we did it. So for all you fucking pieces of shit who are sending tweets like, let down the fan base, whoever the fuck that was. Who was that? John, you have the Twitter up?
Oh, yeah, I'll bring the Twitter up here.
And he doesn't have it up.
I do have it up.
Well, to have it up means you don't have to bring it up, you fucking...
Put your phone on to rest?
Not when you were doing a podcast where my other co-host explicitly asked me to have something up and readily available.
Yeah, but I can't. Okay, people tweet at us a lot.
And that's not true.
We have 156 followers. Yeah, but for some reason we get a lot of replies.
It's because I tweet a lot. It's mostly me tweeting. You're not active on it at all.
No, I'm not really, but what can I say?
Maybe a little bit more on Twitter and doing some engagement. And maybe I'll have some people who actually like you other than Brandon Pascoletto.
Oh, I must have missed it because now I'm at 9 days ago.
Oh, God.
It wouldn't have been then.
What are you looking for?
The guy who tweeted like, oh, hey, thanks. Would have loved an episode.
No, he said just like the fan base. He said just like Whitecaps building up a fan base and letting them down. That was what the guy said.
Well, then why do you even need me to bring it up if you know it already?
Because I want to know what the guy's name... Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I think we should probably end this. I want to know the guy's name.
I know what I'm trying to find.
I know, and just these are the things that, you know, it's weird. Because really, from a technical standpoint, I'm doing all of the things...
I honestly can't find it.
No, of course you can't. Thanks so much, guys.
I'm trying my best here, you know?
Yeah, thanks so much.
Is it Jordan Smith?
No, it's not Jordan Smith. Okay, guys.
Sam Brown tweeted a couple times.
What did Sam Brown say? Sam Brown's actually a good friend of mine.
Oh, I see.
We don't know if Sam Brown is a man or a woman.
Are they? Honestly, if you could find this, then good for you, because I cannot find it.
Okay, so now I am going to find it, so we can end this. And unless the guy deleted the tweet, there's a chance that
happened. He might have deleted
the tweet,
because I honestly cannot find it.
But then again, if I do find it, oh, will I ever be upset. Oh, my God. Oh, goodness.
Okay.
Yeah, it's because of the crazy match. That's why we had so many tweets at us. There's some people saying that they're horny as well, because I tweeted out that I was horny on the way home on the train and showed a picture of myself.
Yeah,
a couple of people I don't know.
Yeah, we're like, ooh, we're horny too.
As well.
Yeah, they sent the picture,
which is really cool.
Which is good. Yeah, honestly, I can't find it.
No, they deleted the tweet, definitely.
Okay, so it's not my fault.
Yeah, okay, one thing wasn't your fault. Thanks so much, guys.
We need Jordy, and we need Weston.